Hi, this is Brian Howard with the Daily Devotion. Yesterday we talked about your power with God. And we recognize when the Holy Spirit comes into our lives, He gives us power. But for us to harness this power, it has to be tested and tried. And when God has given us the Holy Spirit, we enter into a battle. So there is no cakewalk. It's not an easy road. But because we have built confidence and experience to our trials and our temptations, we can trust in the Lord and in the power of His might. Brothers and sisters, there is no magic trick into manifesting the power of God, into seeing the victory in our marriages, the victory with our children, the victory in our businesses. We have to go back to the Word of God. We have to understand, for us to be strong in the physical sense, you have to eat well, you have to sleep well, you have to be disciplined with a lot of things, you have to exercise. It depends on what you want to achieve. You train your mind also. Even when we run a race, you have to practice. For us to grow spiritual muscles, to be able to tackle spiritual things, Jesus advises us that some kinds of demons do not come out except through fasting and prayer. We have to read the Bible. Meditate on the Word day and night. That's what the Bible says, so shall you make your way prosperous, and you have good success. So you can't be a strong Christian without meditating on the Word of God day and night. If you're spending more of your time on Facebook, on the internet, on social media, there is no way you can be a strong Christian. You'll be weak because the vitamins, the nutrients that you are needing, you are not consuming. You are consuming junk and things that are not healthy for your spiritual growth. We also need to learn to fast and to pray. Fasting does not change God, but fasting puts us in a position of humility where our mind, our spirit can be, and our body can be subject, and we can focus on reaching out to the Lord. It's a way of humbling ourselves before God. Fasting brings the power of God out of us because the flesh becomes weak and the spirit becomes strong. So if you are reading the Word, you are fasting, you're meditating. Now remember, there's another thing. You need to speak the Word of God. If you do not speak the Word of God, if you do not encourage anybody, if you do not witness to anybody, your spiritual life will become stale. You see, there's a lot of unhappy Christians because we are not doing what God asks us to do. He said, go ye into all the world and make disciples of all nations. Listen, you don't have to force yourself to do the things of the Spirit. When you have the Holy Spirit, you be led of the Spirit. God will tell you when to open your mouth and when to be quiet. God will teach you how to do all that you need to do. But the only way you can learn is by meditating on the Word, fasting, and praying. Let us read the scripture. In the book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 14, the Bible says, and the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? You see, Gideon here was speaking to an angel. But now the Bible says, the Lord. You see, when you are submitted to God, you become God's battle axe. God can take over your body and manifest through you because you are an instrument in His hand. So while God is sending an angel, God began to use the angel as a medium to look on Gideon. So brother, sister, it's been a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord with you, I want to encourage you to go in this your might. Is your marriage having trouble? Is your husband not really acting like a Christian? Go in this your might. Is your child or children not listening or giving you problems in the house and people have told you they can go out but they will never depart? No. The Bible says, train up your child in the way they ought to go. When he is grown, he shall not depart. Do not surrender your kids. Go in this your might. Do you feel neglected and abandoned? Do you feel like people are blocking you because of your relationship with God? Go in this your might. Is your church against you because you're standing for the gospel? Is the pastor or politician blocking the gift of God in your life? Go in this your might. Do not allow yourself to be discouraged. Remember, wherever you are, whoever you are, God never fails in his promises. Let us pray. Say, Father, I thank you so much for your grace. I want to go in the might of the word. Give me strength and give me grace. Bless me as I come to daily devotion. And may your spirit overshadow me. Lord, help me to have confidence in what you have given me in your word. As I go in this, my might. May you look upon me with favor. And may your mercies be upon me. Thank you, brothers and sisters. May God bless you in Jesus' name. Until next time, have a pleasant day.